United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, so that is Andy Martino. So a couple things about that. McClain is a 23-year-old pitcher with a high.
24.
Upside. 24, sorry. So they'll trade anybody but Nolan Klein, which sounds like the Tigers will trade anybody but our top four prospects. And I mean, my response is kind of like, Nolan McClain and what?
Well,
like,
right, 100%. Yeah, I get it. Nolan McClain's a young stud. He's 24 years old. Actually, has the same birthday as my father.
Hugh.
He was 5-1 this past year with the Mets. He made 8 starts with the Mets and was electric.
Mm-hmm.
48 innings pitched. Gave up 34 hits in the 48 innings. Hitters batted a whopping 200 against him. He had 57 strikeouts in that time and a 2.06 earned run average. He is their number one prospect in the organization. And I think it's hysterical that
they wouldn't give
anybody
up
anybody but this guy.
Yeah. Okay. So, but here's the most important part as we try and find out what the market's like. The Mets will be aggressive. Okay. They'll be aggressive. Is that maybe an indicator that the market, if this guy, if Martino knows what he's talking about and he says he's dialed in, he's been around the team, he covers the team, his belief is the Mets will be aggressive. Maybe the market won't be as soft as perhaps we are portraying and others.
Well, what you need is one team all right to show interest. And look, it's their fan base that's showing interest. It's media members out there that are salivating over this as you would expect. It's Tarek Skubal. So, yeah, I mean, the first thing the Tigers, it's the number one priority in this offseason is finding out where his head is at. Can you get a deal done with Tarek Skubal? And if you can't, if he's going to push it and wait till free agency, then I think you really have to consider strongly, like 90% trade him. There's 10% of me that says, okay, ride it out for the season, try to win the World Series. And, you know, at the end of the year, if you lose him for nothing, at least you'll have won a World Series. But that's a dangerous game to play, right?
Yeah.
I don't like that game. If the Mets want to get involved, they've got some guys. You know, I think, I'm sorry, but would start with Nolan McClain, you know?
Yep.
And then one of their everyday players that they have right now, because the Tigers don't need prospects. The Tigers need players. Nolan McClain's a player. So is Brett Batty, who is a third baseman, young third baseman, 25 years old, played 130 games with them this year. I think it's his fourth year in the majors. Hit 18 home runs, 254 average, a 748 OPS, and was a 3.1 WAR player. He's trended upwards each of the years he's been in the league. 6'3", left-handed hitter, third baseman. That guy and Nolan McClain is a great start.
Yep.
But that's the kind of thing I'm hearing at the Tigers. Like, okay, yeah, let's get robust here. That's the Mets. What do the Yankees got? What does Boston have? What do the Cubs want to do? Hello, Dodgers. Are you ready to do all this again? Do you want this? San Francisco, you involve San Diego. Hello. I mean, San Diego might want to get rid of one of their big contracts.
All right, so now I'm going to play another cut here for you. This is Emmanuel Barberi and Sal Licata. Listen to this reaction to this news today that there's this wide gap between the Tigers and Skubal. What? Okay. I mean, if you're going to drum up a market, these guys know what they're talking about. I have to ask Valeni if he knows Licata. Burberry, Martino, are you down with it? You know these guys? Can they, are they really dialed in?
Well, shouldn't we be celebrating getting Nolan McLean?
Well, no.
Nolan McLean's going to be a Tiger. No, no. That's who we. That's the first guy you ask for. You say yes. He's untouchable, do by the
have,
way.
Do we have the cut of them talking about? No, we don't. Because at some point, they're talking about Nolan McLean as he can't be dealt with. You're like, well, I just got to leave him off the list. He's untouchable. But he's the only guy who's untouchable because, you know, you just, you're not sure what you have, what his future is going to be. It's so bright.
I mean,
at some point, I kind of laughed out loud. I'm like thinking, okay, so you're going to turn down making a trade for the best pitcher in baseball right now that you'd be willing to give a contract to, apparently, to make him the big addition to the team. But you're hesitant on giving up that piece who's pitched five games in the majors.
And
or eight games
that
in the majors.
You're worried. Let me make sure I get that. You're worried that McLean will be better than Skubal.
Right.
But whatever. I think that media members in New York talking about Skubal's availability is perhaps significant. I mean, not really, but in a way I do. It reflects the big market thinking. Okay. Detroit isn't a small market, but New York is a monster, and it reflects what their thinking is, and it reflects what they're accustomed to thinking. So I might stand down a little bit when the topic of soft market for Skubal comes up. Now, if these guys are a bunch of yahoos, then I suppose. But that's Valeni. We'll get Mike's take on Martino, Burberry, and Licata. Tarek Skubal's going to be a Met. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, open lines. Get your phone calls and feedback coming up. 97.1 The Ticket.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.